While humans have been using cannabis for medicinal purposes for over 5,000 years, medical science is only beginning to unlock the secrets of the endocannabinoid system and the promise of cannabinoid medicines. Join us now for the latest cannabinoid medicine update.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And joining us by telephone today, we have Trey Reckling from the Science of Cannabis Institute. Trey, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so glad to have you here. The Science of Cannabis Institute sounds like something our listeners would be very interested in. We're very big fans of science. Want to make sure people are getting the right information out about cannabis. So when was this institute formed and where are you located?
I'm sorry. Hold on. I had a hard time hearing you there. Let me make sure my connection's set.
Okay. This is
I'm sorry. I missed the second part of your question, Russ.
I was just wondering, when was the institute formed and where are you located?
Yes, we've just formed in this past year, and we teach classes on campus at University of Washington, and luckily soon we'll be expanding to Portland State in July.
Oh, excellent. Portland State, just down the Max tracks for me. That's good news. ScienceofCannabisInstitute.com is where folks can find more information. What is it you're teaching in the science of cannabis?
Well, we recognize the need for education, you know, in any new industry, but especially in new industry, the employees are educated, have a baseline information. And whether or not you're going to be a direct person handling cannabis or working with patients or as a medical provider, we think there's so many, as you know, there's so many professions where people are going to need to know a little bit more to make themselves sharp so they can work, whether it's real estate, whether it's law, whether it's some other kind of advising position. So we see, you know, great need across the board for education. Just, as you know, we're working against 70 years of bad information and propaganda, and there's just so much old knowledge and new knowledge to share. It's an exciting time.
Is this institute, the Science of Cannabis Institute, offering just one particular track? Is it a series of courses, or are there different specialties, different types of courses people can take?
Great question. Right now we're just starting. We're focusing on the baseline information, what we call our SCI, or Science of Cannabis Institute Associate course. And so that gives folks a baseline. It's a four-hour class. So in that, we're going to talk about history and kind of what got us here, first of all. We're going to talk about the plant anatomy, physiology, different ways that people have taken the plant historically, different forms of extracts, and then what you're going to see in the store. We're going to talk a little bit about self-dosing. We're going to talk about human interaction with the plant. We're going to dispel some, we're going to talk about what they talk about overdosing, which is really cannabis intoxication and how you can prevent and remedy that. And then we're going to go in and talk about laws. So in the state of Washington, then we'll talk about the 502 law, and then working with patients and working with customers in that light with regard to the law.
Okay, so Science of Cannabis Institute, the associate classes currently going on at the University of Washington and soon coming to the Portland State University campus. Who are the instructors and what are some of their background?
Great question. We have some great folks. And like I said, we're just starting with the associate course, but we're rapidly building our online content. So there'll soon be an associate course online. And then, to your question, teaching our in-person class, we have the what we call the Powers, or what they call themselves, the Powers of Cannabis. Autumn and Andrew Powers, they're twins out of Tacoma. They've opened, I think, four different retail and medical dispensaries at this point, and they work with patients on a daily basis. So those guys are great to talk about cannabis, to talk about kind of real world interaction, the questions they're most likely to hear across the counter. So from a customer service perspective, they've been great. The person that developed our course is Dr. Scott Brown, and he has a PhD in physiology, has a master's in chemistry, and so he helped build out our baseline, our associate course. And he has taught the class as well, and then we'll also be adding, like I said, some other courses. Coming up, we'll be adding a cooking with cannabis class. We'll be doing cannabis and law with a gentleman named Sean Bagley. He's in Seattle area. Mary White will be teaching our Cooking with Cannabis class, and we're just going to continue to expand. We have a lot of good reception so far. The folks at University of Washington have been fantastic as hosts and welcoming us on their campus. So we're really excited, you know, open arms kind of across the board as we've told people what we do and what our intentions are. And as you know, a lot of folks really need the education. As a patient going in right now into a dispensary or a retail outlet, you may get somebody who's very educated, or you may get somebody who's not so much. And so we really see the need for that, and we want to help raise the bar and create a standard. So this first class, this associate class, will actually allow someone to be certified in the industry. Right now, there's no one certification recognized by our Liquor Control Board. So what we've done is set the bar. We've gone to them, told them of our intention, showed them our outline, and they said, hey, what are you waiting for? We agree. We really need education. So we've got some important supporters there as well.
That's excellent. We're speaking with Trey Reckling. He's the co-founder and the dean of the Science of Cannabis Institute at the University of Washington campus and soon coming to Portland State in July. The website is scienceofcannabisinstitute.com. And you mention a lot of what we need to know for helping patients, but of course, Washington State and Oregon soon enough will have recreational. This baseline curriculum that you're giving sounds like it also is giving the medical information. Is that going to be useful for people that are on the recreational side?
We think so. I mean, is especially like you said, things are coming together here in the state, and we think anybody who's touching the product, anybody's working with the product, anybody who's, you know, we feel like anybody in the industry needs to be an educator right now, and so all those folks need this information, and we believe it's crucial because whether or not you're taking cannabis as a prescribed herb, even if you're using it recreationally. You know, that's still, recreation has a medicinal purpose, you know, just like the military has recognized for a long time, rest and relaxation or rest and recreation. And so in some ways, you know, whether in one case, of course, it's recommended by a doctor, but we believe, you know, just because of the medicinal effects, it's education that really won't go to waste.
Very well put. You know, we are talking about something that has a mood and mind altering effect. Why not know some of the medicine behind that? It couldn't hurt a recreational customer to know that. So why not teach it to all of us? I've been a long an advocate for that, Trey, that, you know, we might as well set the bar at what the most frail patient needs, because it doesn't hurt to know that, even if you're just a recreational consumer.
And some people don't believe it still, you know, and you've heard the doubters. Folks say, well, you know, there are a lot of those folks that aren't even taking it for medicine. And that well may be the case. But like I said, we believe that use still has value. And you know, there will be some people who use the system. But as we all know, there are very legitimate patients out there that need the product.
Oh,
and so if we can raise the bar there about those stories being told and helping people realize, no, this is legitimate medicine. It's ancient medicine. We're relearning what our great grandparents probably already knew. But you know, there are a few books that didn't get burned or, you know, have been archived for us to use, and some great knowledge that's kind of coming out of closets and grow rooms right now. And so that's another audience we really want to recognize, those folks who, you know, in cover of darkness have been working to propagate the plant. We know there are a lot of smart people out there that would like to teach what they know, and then now can be certified and recognized for those talents that they don't have to hide under a bushel anymore.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Trey. And we want to make this opportunity here on 420 Radio and the Russ Belville Show. You've got a special giveaway for our listeners. Can you tell more about it?
Absolutely. And we'll have a couple opportunities. Our next class at University of Washington is this Saturday on the 27th, and then our next class at Portland State will be on July 11th. So this coupon will be good for a free class in either one of those locations. If the winner can't participate in either one of those, then the coupon will not expire, and they'll be able to use it for a future date. there'll be information there. They can contact us and let us know what works for them.
All right. So we got two of these to give away, one for each state, I assume?
Sure. Well, actually, we'll honor whatever works for your listeners.
Okay, great. So all of our listeners here in the Pacific Northwest, or heck, anywhere, if you want to make the drive, you are eligible to win the first responses I get to my email account, radicalruss@gmail.com. Only enter if you can truly make use of these tickets. Let's make sure that information gets out to someone who can use it. But if you'd like to win, just send an email, radicalruss@gmail.com. And in the subject line there, just put Science of Cannabis Institute, and that'll help me find it. And the first ones I find, you are the winners. Thank you, Trey, so much for that. And before we let everyone go, let's remind them that the scienceofcannabisinstitute.com is the website. And with our last minute or so, anything else you'd like to tell folks about the institute?
You know, we're also happy to be doing public outreach. We're going to be speaking to a group of veterans and other public members this week. And once again, we just want to encourage folks to work with the facts. Find out what the science is. When you don't know, engage somebody like yourself, like us, who can help out. If we don't know the answer, we'd be happy to help you find it. And, you know, and always advocating for more science, more data, more facts, just so we can continue to tell good news that's based in science.
All right. Trey Reckling from the Science of Cannabis Institute, thanks for calling into the show today. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the class giveaways as well.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much, and look forward to hearing you more in the future.
All right. And folks, check that out. RadicalRuss@gmail.com is the email address. Put Science of Cannabis Institute in the subject line, and the first two that I receive, you will each receive one coupon for the free Science of Cannabis Institute associate classes. They are a $125 value, and the class space is limited, but the coupons are not. They do not expire. So if you can't make this June 27th at the University of Washington campus or July 11th at the Portland State University campus, you can hold on to those coupons and use them at a future class time. Check out scienceofcannabisinstitute.com for information on the class schedules and more. All right, when we come back, we'll close out the show with a radical rant examining the insane quest for a stoned driving threshold. Also, check out my SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/radicalruss. We got all the clip highlights from the High Times Cannabis Cup in Northern California. And stay tuned for hour two. We're going to talk about me in the San Francisco Chronicle, the Confederate flag. We'll get some Electric Tuesday music and more. Right here, live on 420 Radio.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts.